Welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're diving headfirst into a situation that's got a lot of folks talking, especially in healthcare. We're talking about the recent data breach at Emergis Healthcare Staffing, a company that connects healthcare professionals with jobs. Turns out their system wasn't as secure as everyone hoped.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a big deal, especially when you consider the amount of sensitive data that flows through a company like that. We're talking about social security numbers, medical records, financial details, the works. It's the kind of information that can really cause some damage if it falls into the wrong hands.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase here. Emergis discovered on November 18th that several of their email accounts had been accessed by someone who wasn't supposed to be in there, but unauthorized access. That's a pretty broad term. What are we really talking about here?
Well, the investigation is still ongoing, but try to imagine this. Picture someone rummaging through emails that contain a ton of personal and medical data belonging to all sorts of healthcare professionals. It could have been a phishing scheme, where employees accidentally gave away their login info. Or it might have been a more advanced hack that completely bypassed their security measures.
So potentially a wide range of methods at play here, and each one, I imagine, comes with its own set of implications. At least Emergis brought in those cybersecurity experts right away. Gotta try to contain the damage, right?
Absolutely. Securing those compromised accounts was definitely priority number one. It's kind of like locking the barn door after the horse has already run off, but still a necessary step. But now the real challenge begins. Figuring out exactly how this happened, what data was actually exposed, and most importantly, how to minimize the fallout from all of this.
This is where it gets personal for a lot of people, right? What does this mean for someone whose data might be caught in the middle of all this?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Emergis is in the process of sending out those personalized data breach notifications. It's a legal requirement, sure, but it's also a crucial step in making sure people understand the risks they might be facing. It's better than leaving them in the dark, you know?
So you're saying not everyone who's affected is at equal risk here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It all comes down to what specific information was actually in those emails that got compromised. For some people, it might just be something basic, like a name and an email address. But for others, it could be a lot more sensitive.
Okay, so let's say you get one of those dreaded notifications. It just lands in your inbox and your heart sinks. What's the first thing you should do? Panic.
Well, first of all, take a deep breath. Panicking isn't going to do anyone any good. Instead, sit down and read that notification very carefully. It should lay out exactly what information of yours might have been leaked. This will help you figure out your own level of risk and what steps you need to take next.
Okay, so no need to immediately jump to the worst case scenario. But let's say it is bad news. What if some really sensitive stuff is out there? What concrete steps can people take to protect themselves?
Well, there's the standard advice, of course. Keep a close eye on your credit reports. Set up fraud alerts with your bank. And if you're really concerned, you might even consider a credit freeze. But, this isn't just any data breach we're talking about.
Right. We're talking about healthcare data here, which just feels different. It's extra sensitive. What are the unique risks that people need to be aware of in this particular case?
Well, that's where things get interesting. Healthcare data is like gold to identity thieves. And we're not just talking about financial fraud here. We're talking about medical identity theft. Someone could use your information to get medical services. Prescriptions.
Yeah.
They could even manipulate your medical records.
That's chilling. It's like one of those identity theft horror movies, but with medical bills instead of maxed out credit cards.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. It's a real concern. And with a breach like this, the risk extends beyond just the immediate aftermath. This information could be bought and sold on the dark web. It could resurface years later. So staying vigilant is absolutely key.
So it's about long-term vigilance then, not just checking your credit report once and then forgetting about it.
Exactly. This isn't a one-and-done situation. We're talking about the long game here.
And that's where it gets tricky, right? What does that long game actually look like? How do you stay vigilant for months or even years?
That's the question everyone wants to know the answer to. And unfortunately, there's no easy answer. It comes down to staying informed, being cautious about what information you're sharing online, and regularly checking your financial and medical records for anything that looks suspicious.
That sounds exhausting. Is there anything else people can do to minimize their risk besides constantly looking over their shoulder?
Well, this is where we have to think bigger. We need to start asking some tough questions about the systems that are supposed to be protecting all of this data in the first place.
You're talking about Argus and their security measures.
Right. We need to understand how this happened. What were the vulnerabilities that allowed this breach to occur? Were there warning signs that were missed?
And maybe more importantly, what can emerges do to prevent something like this from happening again in the future?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's the question we're going to be tackling in part two of this deep dive. We'll be taking a close look at emerges' security practices. We'll explore some real-world examples of similar breaches. And we'll discuss what lessons can be learned to prevent history from repeating itself.
Because this isn't just about emerges, right? This breach exposes vulnerabilities that potentially affect the entire healthcare staffing industry.
Absolutely. If a company as large and established as emerges can be breached, well, it makes you wonder about all those smaller staffing firms out there, the ones with potentially even weaker security measures.
That's a sobering thought. So for everyone listening, stay tuned for part two, where we'll unpack the wider implications of this breach. We'll discuss what can be done to protect our data in an increasingly interconnected world.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. As promised, we're going to zoom out a little bit, move beyond the individual impact, and look at the bigger picture here. This emerges breach, it raises some serious questions. Questions about the security practices of the whole healthcare staffing industry.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, a single crack can bring down the entire dam. So if emerges, a major player in the field, is vulnerable, what does that tell us about the industry as a whole?
That's the question that a lot of cybersecurity experts are grappling with right now. We tend to focus on those big, attention-grabbing breaches. But the reality is that smaller staffing firms, the ones with fewer resources and maybe less robust security, are often the prime targets for cybercriminals.
So this isn't just about one company cleaning up its act. We need to raise the bar for everyone.
Exactly. Imagine a whole network of healthcare providers all interconnected through these staffing agencies. A breach at even a small agency could trigger a ripple effect, potentially compromising data across the entire system.
Okay, that's a pretty unsettling picture. So where do we even begin to tackle a problem this big? Are there any guidelines or regulations in place to ensure data security and healthcare staffing?
Well, we've got HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. It sets the standards for how sensitive patient data should be protected. But, and here's the catch, HIPAA is over 20 years old.
Oh, wow. So we're trying to navigate modern cybersecurity threats with a map from the pre-internet era.
Well, it's not quite that extreme, but there's definitely a gap between what the regulations cover and the ever-evolving tactics of these cybercriminals. HIPAA focuses on things like data encryption and access control, which are important, of course. But it doesn't necessarily address the nuances of modern threats like sophisticated phishing campaigns and ransomware attacks.
So HIPAA is a good starting point, but it's not enough on its own. What else needs to happen to really strengthen security in this sector?
Well, I think we need to move beyond this checkbox mentality when it comes to cybersecurity. It's not enough to just implement security measures just to check a box on some compliance checklist. Companies need to take a more proactive approach. A dynamic approach that can adapt to the changing threat landscape.
That sounds great in theory, but what does that look like in practice? Can you give us some concrete examples?
Sure. One really crucial step is regular security assessments and vulnerability testing. Think of it like a routine checkup for your IT systems. It helps identify weaknesses before they can be exploited.
So it's like a stress test for your data security.
Exactly. And another key element is incident response planning. You can't just hope that a breach won't happen. You need to have a clear plan in place for when it does.
So it's like a fire drill for your data. Everyone knows what to do if the alarm goes off.
Precisely. A solid incident response plan will outline all the necessary steps. Things like isolating affected systems, notifying the relevant authorities, and communicating transparently with anyone who's been impacted.
That last part seems particularly important in healthcare, where trust is paramount.
Absolutely. A quick and transparent response can really make a difference when it comes to mitigating the damage and maintaining that trust.
Okay, so we've got assessments, planning, and a culture of vigilance. But what about the technology itself? Are there any advancements that can offer better protection?
That's where things get really interesting. We're seeing a rise in AI-powered security solutions. These can detect and respond to threats in real time, often before humans were even aware of them.
It's like having a digital guardian angel constantly watching over your network.
That's a good way to put it. AI can sift through huge amounts of data, identify suspicious patterns, and even take preemptive action to neutralize threats.
It almost sounds too good to be true. Is AI the silver bullet to all our cybersecurity woes?
Well, it's definitely a powerful tool, but it's not a cure-all. Cybersecurity is a constant arms race, and hackers are always developing new ways to outsmart even the most sophisticated technologies.
So we can't just rely on technology alone.
Exactly. The human element is still crucial. Even with the best technology in place, a single careless click on a phishing email can unravel everything.
So it all comes back to that culture of awareness and training we talked about earlier.
Absolutely. We need to give employees the knowledge and tools they need to be the first line of defense. Teach them to be cautious, to question anything that seems off, to report anything suspicious.
It's about creating a cybersecurity mindset that extends throughout the organization, from the CEO down to the newest intern.
Exactly. And ultimately, it's not just about protecting data. It's about protecting people, their privacy, their livelihoods, their well-being.
It's a powerful reminder that cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue. It's a human issue.
Precisely. And as we delve deeper into the specifics of what companies can do to bolster their defenses, we'll keep that human element front and center.
So for everyone listening, get ready for part three. We're getting tactical. We'll be exploring the nuts and bolts of building a robust cybersecurity strategy in the healthcare staffing world. It's about turning awareness into action. So let's get down to brass tacks. What can healthcare staffing firms actually do to protect their data? Like, really lock it down. Where do we even start?
Well, you can think of like building a house.
Yeah.
You got to start with a solid foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in cybersecurity, that foundation is a comprehensive set of policies and procedures.
Okay, so we're talking about the ground rules, the playbook, if you will. What kind of things should be included in that?
Well, it needs to cover all the bases. Everything from password complexity. No more password 123, by the way. It also needs to cover things like data encryption,
mm-hmm.
access controls, even incident response protocols. And these policies can't just sit on a shelf gathering dust. They need to be reviewed and updated regularly. But most importantly, they need to be enforced.
Right, because a policy is only as good as the people who are actually following it. That's where employee training comes in, right?
Exactly. You can have the most advanced security technology in the world, but it won't matter if your employees are clicking on phishing links or writing their passwords down on sticky notes. It's like leaving the front door wide open.
So it's not just about teaching them how to create strong passwords and avoid phishing scams. It's about creating a whole cybersecurity mindset.
Absolutely. It's about making security everyone's responsibility, not just the IT department's problem. They need to understand the why behind the rules and what could happen if a breach occurs.
And how do you actually get people to buy into that? Is it all about mandatory cybersecurity training videos and quizzes about password strength?
Think beyond the boring compliance stuff. Make it engaging. Make it relevant to their actual jobs. And maybe even a little bit fun, you know? You can use real-world examples, case studies, simulations, anything that'll make it stick.
Okay, so we've got our policies and we've got our people. Now let's talk tech. What kind of digital defenses are we talking about here?
Think of it like layers of protection. You've got your firewalls, which act like a security checkpoint at the edge of your network. Then you've got intrusion detection systems, which are constantly monitoring for any suspicious activity, kind of like a digital neighborhood watch.
And of course, you've got your good old-fashioned antivirus software to catch those nasty malware bugs trying to sneak in.
Right, but we need to go further than that. These days, multi-factor authentication is a must. It adds an extra layer of security to logins. Think of it as having two locks on your door instead of just one.
That seems like a no-brainer, especially with all the password breaches we hear about these days.
It really is, and it's not that hard to set up. Another critical step is data encryption. It's essentially scrambling your data so that even if someone manages to get their hands on it, they can't read it without the decryption key.
It's like a secret code that only authorized personnel can crack. Pretty essential when you're dealing with sensitive healthcare data.
Exactly. And all of this needs to be backed up by a solid incident response plan.
Right, because even with all the best defenses in place, breaches can still happen. So what does a really good incident response plan look like?
It needs to outline a clear process for what to do if a breach occurs, like step-by-step guide. It's about containing the damage quickly, making sure the right people are notified, and conducting a thorough investigation to figure out what happened and how to prevent it from happening again.
So it's about being prepared for the worst rather than just hoping for the best.
Exactly. And it's also about learning from your mistakes. Every breach is an opportunity to improve your defenses and make your systems more resilient.
Okay, so we've covered the essentials: policies, training, tech, and planning. But we also touched on the future of cybersecurity a bit. What role do these emerging technologies like AI and blockchain play in all of this?
You can think of them as game changers in the fight against cybercrime. AI can analyze massive amounts of data to detect patterns and anomalies that humans might miss. It can identify threats before they even have a chance to materialize.
So it's like having a super-powered security analyst constantly monitoring your systems.
That's a great way to put it. And blockchain, with its tamper-proof nature, can help to guarantee the integrity and security of sensitive data. It makes it much harder for hackers to mess with records.
So we could potentially revolutionize the way we store and protect sensitive information, like medical records.
Exactly. These technologies are still developing, but they hold a lot of promise for improving cybersecurity in healthcare staffing and beyond.
This deep dive has been a real whirlwind tour of the cybersecurity landscape. We've covered everything from the nuts and bolts to the cutting edge. It's clear that data security is a complex and constantly evolving challenge.
It is, but it's a challenge we have to face head on. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about protecting data. It's about protecting people, their livelihoods, their health, and their trust in the systems that are designed to serve them.
It's about making sure that even in a world that's becoming increasingly digital, the human element remains at the heart of our security efforts. So for everyone listening, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe out there. Until next time, keep diving deep.